Wisconsin has already lost about half its wetlands, but around 5 million acres remain. Those are likely to see less harm because of state protections through the Wisconsin Constitution, courts, and legislation. Aaron O'Brien with the Wisconsin Wetlands Association says it's important for state environmental regulators to spell out what the decision means for the state.
So that property owners have clearer understanding of the extent to which this federal ruling affects what they can do on their property or what they can do with their development plans.
A spokesperson with the Department of Natural Resources says the agency is still reviewing the ruling. The decision said wetlands separated by berms or dikes would no longer be covered under the Clean Water Act. Some GOP lawmakers and farm groups say it's a win for property rights. Danielle Kadang, Wisconsin Public Radio.